Now, we up to the thesis. In the morning, we learned the thesis. How early in the morning? As a matter of fact, we said, the thesis, the woman in the morning, when we get looking, maybe when I'm satisfied, I'm losing the way through it, when we come around, we're going to pray, ויש לי מהכיבים לצריר חכומים קיום, הוכר וחושב כבר קיום, מה שאין מקסף ידעים לזה, קיבים דהים וגופי העם גינם תריך כדיב וקטן ומאמיס מהינו, אבל לכמה חשבים וכשניהם הם קיבים לקבור מיקוי, הם יודעים את זה בגמחה. So it was mentioned that there are two possible pshat in thesis. One possible pshat in thesis is, the thesis is saying here, that the reason as to why they are in the morning in the Reishe is not because of the Lige. But because, as, let's say according to Rambam, that Migeid was not applied to Eidim. Because Migeid is a choche, and whenever Eidim are required, so it's a zakosu, even Meisha Ba'alei in Apostle. So, Migeid doesn't apply to Eidim. But, if it says a good amount of Mache, so the Shtar is not Mikuyim as yet. The Shtar is not Mikuyim as yet. True, that, Eidim achsum ashtar nachshik achkudus in Mubez. But with Rabbonan it requires kiyo. So if it requires kiyo, so the nachshik achkudus in Mubez is lacking. Is lacking. So in other words, if, what does it mean in the morning? In the morning means that the Agode is not Agode shal kiyo. They say, what does kiyo mean? Kiyo means they authenticate the shtar. They recognize the signatures and they say it's a good shtar. But of what avail is the fact that it is their signatures? If I'm using more, you machas and foshes. So in final analysis, so they are saying that the shtag is not the shtamikli. The shtag is not the shtamikli. But that shot could be said in Teisves if Teisves had agreed with the shite of the Ramban, that by Eidim we don't apply it negative. But Teisves in Ksuves does not seem to agree with the Shit of the Rambam. Tesis in Ksuves says the reason is why we don't say Migeid by Eidim, because in Echad Yedei Mashiach Chavelek. So, but that's only Migeid before you toil, so there is no Migeid, because in Echad Yedei Mashiach Chavelek. Mashiach Yedei Migeid before you Shosik. So there it is in Migeid. So that's the Shit in Ksuves. So in Mele, so we have to say that the Pshat, according to this, so the pshat in Teisves is ki nitzri l'chachomim kiyum hochel l'choshev kval kiyum, it means so it's not a migim mokim eidim. Teisves kasha was it's a migim mokim eidim. So Teisves teretz is ki nitzri l'chachomim kiyum, so without their agode there is no agode seides altogether. It's only through their agode that there is agode seides, that there is agode shtah, the agode seides b'shtah. So b'meile the media is not the media mokeme. And it seems that Rabbi Kileger understood thesis therapy. These are the answers. All right. Now the next thesis. Again, we have Rabbi Kileger Sikash. Eine money, hocheleke lakshui. Now, in the safe of the mission, where it is a good mitzvah mokemache. So there is no media. There is no apeshos. Because it's a good mitzvah mokemache. So the star is in the kuyem. Without their agode. So, it's in the morning if they say, I'm using the machmas nefoshes. So, this discussion is true, there is no mikedi boyeshosik, because it's a good mitzvah, but there is still a mikedi boyetoyin. There is still a mikedi boyetoyin. They could have said for who are. Suppose they would say, instead of saying, Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes, they would say, Pohua. Now that they don't say Pohua, and they say, Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes, so they should be Nehemo with a Migeid. So this is, they all have a Chachshu, and they Migeid Boyam with Pohua, the Mikuyem, who have a Migeid Mokmeid, Kili Perashu. So naturally, if let's say, if Teisves in the Kash had agreed with the Shit of the Ramban that we don't apply the principle of Mige to Eidim, Mige is only Shaya of Baldobo, or in the case of Neidachon and Bisu, like Bnihu Vikeyenu. Bnihu Vikeyenu. So Nemo Lachila Vitruma. Because of the Migi. Because of the other Lachila Vitruma. So they don't require Aides, just the Mones. So any Yechoch is not. Mashaiki in something that Aides is required, so then Migi cannot be effective with Teras Yechoche, but only with Teras Nemones Baldobo. So that's only by Baldobo, but not by Aides. By Aides, we cannot say Migi. If Teis Shita had been like the Ramban, Dafkobobik Suves, so then Teisus couldn't tell that Kashi. The Lemme the Miga di Boyam the Pahua, because in the same way, the Shtar Mikuyim, so it's not Kirin the Suves. So we see from Teisus Kashi that Teisus is Lishitose, Teisus is Hilikam the Ramban. That's why Teisus has that Kashi. So Teisus gives three Torahs. One Torah is, the first Torah is, the Chiv di Mikuyim Uabe Migim Okemeridi. That's why they're not Nemo Mimike, because it's Mimike, Bimokimeidim, Kiliberashnu. As a matter of fact, I mean, there is a slight Echoche. There is a slight Echoche. From this thesis, it's not Muchach, Ligamme. But there is a slight Echoche from this thesis, Kiliberashnu, the Chibnu Mikoyim Wab, Mimike Mokimeidim, Kiliberashnu. Where the thesis say it in the previous thesis? Thesis means in the previous thesis. Where the thesis say it in the previous thesis? So if the pshat in thesis in the previous thesis is the kibbutzchirah hachomim kiyum. Now the way the Rabbi Kvedia apparently understood the thesis, kibbutzchirah hachomim kiyum. So mele it's not really mokmele. So mele it says. Because in the Reishle, so it wasn't Migim Mokemeidim. Why? Because it was not Mikuyim. Mashiach in the same way it is Mikuyim, so it is Migim Mokemeidim. But if we say that the Pshat and Teisus is, it's not Agoda Shokiyum, so why does Teisus say Kidiparashnu? So then we have to say that Teisus means because in the Kashi. He says, "Vim tein av lomun emonim bo migim mokemeinu." The non sadish lo yamisul psuleides. So that's what thesis means. Kid verashnu in the kashi of the previous thesis, not in the teretz thesis. So that's one thesis. Which is migim mokemeinu. Vei the chizrim u magidim hei. Vichim shehiki chuvin the chizrim magid. Kid amun amigmon. So Rabbi Kivei says, "Lo izachis lo." Rabbi Kivei sometimes he says, "Ktsas koshe teime." So Chiyun, and sometimes he says Luizachis Elohim. Here I think he uses the expression Luizachis Elohim. So Rabbi Kivei's kashi is why does Teisus say Vei the Chizkel Magid Imei? V'Chivid Shuvin the Chizkel Magid. But the Gemara says that here, of course, it's. We don't say Chizru Magidim. But Teisus Kashi was not on the basis of Aides. Teisus Kashi was on the basis of Mige. Mitzad Mige. So how can you say the Chizru Magidim? If it was Teras Aides, if they would have to remember, Teras Aides. So we say, Kim Shigi Shuri Chizru Magidim. But Teisus Kashi was, to learn the Mige in Boamu, but what? That's not Teras Aides. Mige is Teras Aides. Migi is a psychological echoch. Then they tell the truth. Now we're going to say this. So why must they say, Vei the chizal magidim ein. Vei the chizal magidim ein. Vei the chizal magidim ein. So then, in the parentheses, so the parentheses were written by Rabbi Kivei Yasson Rabbi Avon. So he mentions in the name of his brother Rabbi Shlomo Eger. That Rav Shlomo Eger said, what his father said, that the father, Rav Shlomo Eger, assumed that when one has a Mige, then he can be a Chizrat. When one has a Mige, so then he can be a Chizr Magid. Then he can be a Chizr Magid. So, if he has a Mige. So, Rav Shlomo Eger is discussing that it's not such a devotion. In other words, it's possible to say, that to be a Chizr Magid, then even with the Migay, you cannot be a Chizr Magid. Even with the media, it can be a chesed magid. I mean, and that's why shouldn't one be able to be a chesed magid? Why shouldn't one be able to be a chesed magid? A chesed magid with the media. After all, chesed magid aloch emedes. Keep shaking shoulder magid. But mitzabnige, so that means it's an extraneous chore. It's a bill, it's dodi. It's a chochet studies. So what relevance is the aloche of Chesed Magid? In other words, what Avshleim Eila means, I mean, it's more mistaba like Avhileya. That if it's mitzad miga, in other words, Avshleim Eila, he's mifalpil, he discusses this way, that way, pro and con. But this is what he mentions. That, in other words, that his father Avhileya assumed that with the Mige, an aid can be a Chesed Magid. So he says, not such a level pashut. Maybe to be a Chesed Magid, he cannot be even with the Mige. Even with the Mige. Why so? Why? Because why do we say Chesed Magid? Why do we say Chesed Magid? I mean, what's the pshat in Rashley Meiga? Why does Rashley Meiga say? Why should you say that even through the Choche of Mige, you cannot be a Chesed Magid? So what it means is this. In other words, when we say that there is a Choche of Kibushihigit Chuvin is a Chesed Magid. So Rashi says, how do we know this a Choche? Kibushihigit Chuvin Chesed Magid. He says, Kibushihigit Chuvin Magid, the Gabeides Chode Hagodek Sile, Ilu Yarit. So in other words, because when the Torah mentions Agode, there is only one Agode, so it's Exodus Apostle. In other words, that Kibin Shehigi is Shuvin Chesed Magid. So that's Rashi. If according to Rashi's Pshat, that the reason as to why we say Kibin Shehigi is Shuvin Chesed Magid is because it's a special Exodus Apostle. That's what Rashi says. The Gabeid is Chod Agodek Sile. Ibu Yadit. Sigur Zakosu. Zakosu. So that means, without Sigur Zakosu, a Nei could be a Chesed Magid. Maybe what Shemeiya means is that maybe the Halochet of Kibin Shiridu, Kibin Chesed Magid, is not based upon Sigur Zakosu. But it's a special aloha and it's a svore, because after all, if Bezdin was chika v'deirishim, so that's the biggest bureau that can be. I mean that al pishnai v'ayim yokum dovo. The Torah relies on the hagode of Eidi. So mimele, once Bezdin was mivare, and that the facts are in a certain way, so mimele, it's not shayach to say he'll be chesed magid. What is it? He's going to, so then we know that what the aliens are saying now is sheker. So how can Bezdin be mikabel that? Let's say, suppose two aliens come and say Reuven killed Shimon on this day and this in this place, and then as they say that they this, so Shimon, the alleged victim, shows up in Bezdin. So naturally, Bezdin is not Mikabel. So is a child to say Bezdin should be Mikabel? Bezdin knows that it's not true. So what is there to be Mikabel? In other words, if Bezdin was Chaykeh Midere Shevi, if Bezdin was Chaykeh Midere Shevi, And Bezdin was Mikabel Davis. And then, so that means Bezdin, it's already Mivura. There cannot be any stronger Biro than a Biro all day. So if Bezdin was already Mikabel Davis, so that means it's already in his barrier defect. And then, the same Eidim come to Bezdin and say, oh, we lied. Mivudim oyim. Mi budemo jim. So mi mele in such a case, where they say, mi budemo jim. So it's an unsabit that what the Edim are saying is sheker. The Edim are, whatever the Edim are saying is sheker. As a matter of fact, it could be that even Rashi, when Rashi says, kibu shehigi tshuvin hechezer magid, di gabeid es chode agod eksive, im lo yagid, so that Rashi, I mean, I'm only saying it to explain what Ashleim Eiger says. I mean, at all, why should we say that even with the Mige, so he's still in hechezer magid? What kind of a story is that? Rashi says that the reason is why, we say kibushigi tshuvin hechezer magid, because it's special with Zakosu. So that the Zakosu only applies to Nemones Mikasevis, but Mikasmige, so that the Zakosu doesn't apply. So we could say that what Rav Shlomo Eiger says, that Rav Shlomo Eiger could say it even a little bit rash. Because, in other words, it's true that in case where two Eidim testified, the Bezdin was Dirish V'Heiker, so, and then they come and say, Mivudimo, you know, we don't have to resort to Exer Zakosu. We don't have to resort to Exer Zakosu. As a matter of fact, there is a Tisepte that mentions that applies the law of the Shibichun of Exer Magi, even with Gabi Yisurin. Gabi Yisurin. Of Idachon and Yisurin. So suppose someone will say one thing one way to Bezdin, he will say it's Chile, and then he will come again and say, I lied. So there is a Tisepte that even Gabi Yisurin is Yisurin. So we say, Kibi Shibichun of Exer Magi. Exer Zakosu doesn't apply to Yisurim. In Loyagid, Vinosa Avenei, that's mentioned in connection with Eides, not with Gabi Nuhonet be Yisurim. The answer is, when Rashi is made it, that when an aid comes to Bezdin, and he says that Mubudimo Yidu, I lied, so without Exer Zakosu, he wouldn't be never. Because once Bezdin was becoming the Eides, so that means that it was already his barrier. So if the same Eidim come and say, Mivudimo Yinu, it's like Eidim saying, Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon, the alleged victim, shows up as Bor's brother. So Bez knows it's a sheker. Bez was becoming the Eides. After Kira and Rishi asking all the shalos, with the game, with the show, with the mokey. So it was his barrier. So how can Bez believe that's why that the Sefte applies the same aloche, even the Gabi Nemones Beisurin. But why does Rashi say, Gabi is Chod Agod Ekside, Yim Lo Yagid, because the aloche of Kim Shiit Shivin Achizal Magid does not only apply to a case where the same lady, after the Eides was discovered the Bezdin, come back to Bezdin, and they say, Mubudimo Yinu. Even if they add something new, in such a way that it does not negate the original testimony. So Bezdin is not recovered the Eides. There's the aloche, Kim Shiit Shivin Achizal Magid. In other words, let's say, they'll come and say, there was one fact that they didn't mention. So Bezdin is not recovered. Even though it only modifies the Agodah, it does not negate the Agodah completely. So in such a case, without Exer Zakosu, we wouldn't say, Kibi Shiit Shivin Magid. Ein Hachaname, when the Sefte says, Ligabe, Idechot Nem Bisum, that Kibi Shiit Shivin Magid, that's only if the Idechot says something that negates, that contradicts the original Agode. That's why he said first, it's real, and then he comes and says, I lied. It's not real, it's human. I lied. But if, let's say, he'll say something that will modify, in other words, he'll be before the Buraye, so then by Yisurin, probably, he will be Nemor. But by Eides, so then the aloha is, he cannot admit something to the Agode. So that's Rashi. That's why Rashi says, the Gabay Eides, Chod Agode Ekside, Im Liyagit. Im Liyagit. That's based upon a special Zakosu. But where the second Agode, the Chazore, contradicts completely the original Agode, he says, Mivudimo Yinu, then even without recourse to Zakosu, it's based upon his Svore. What the Svore? Because since the Eides was Niskabe, So Mimele, so it's an ansade that what they deem Achilze, was saying the Chazone, is Sheker. So it's like Bohor Rav. So that's why Rav Shlomo Eiger says that it's not so poshet as his father assumes, that where there is a nige, so then it can be a chizor magetu. No, we can say it. So that's the pshat in Jesus. This is how Rav Shlomo Eiger, tries to explain. The second portion basis. But he says, no. He takes it for granted that where someone has a nige, and as long as we say that the nige is effective, even gabeidi, so it's effective even to be chayze umagat. Through the chochal nige. So what does it do? So he says, what is a chayze lobby? So Rabbi Kriga says, V'ulai, there is a toy sefer on this thesis. That's what Rabbi Kriga says. V'ulai, there is a toy sefer on the thesis. In other words, the debate has to be raised, but we should read it together. So, in the morning, Ho chalek lakshu yulam nevi mige dipoyam lepourahu, dichiv dimikuyamu, ave mige b'mokem eidin, ki dipari ishne, dichizrimu magidim eid. It's one that it's a hemshah of the Teretz. In other words, the Teretz is why the reason is to write an apnemo for the Yichocha of me is because it's a Migim Mokemedi. Why is it a Migim Mokemedi? Because they cannot be Chizor Magid. So that's why Tesis mentions, because suppose they would like to be Chizor. Would they be able to be Chizor? No. So Mele is not a Migim. So it's a Migim Mokemedim. But suppose the Aloha had been that Kim Shehigi, that even though it's Igi, it can still be a Chizor Magid, so then it wouldn't be a Migim Mokemedim. Why is the Migim Mokemedim? Because it's Mikuyem. So it's a Migim Mokemedim. But who are the Edim? They themselves are the Edim. So it's not a Migim Mokemedim, because they can say that Mivudimoyim, the whole thing, they can be Chayzer Magid, they can be Chayzer, and the whole Agode. So Mimele, if the Halacha had been that even if an Eid testified in Besen, he can be Chayzer on the Agode, he can negate and nullify the Agode. If the Halacha had been Kim Shehigi Chuvah is Chayzer Magid, so then, it wouldn't be a Migim Mokemedim, because what kind of a Mokemedim is it? The Chibdi Mikuyemu. But it's not even Mikuyem. It's a subject to nullification. The Eidim. So Mimele, the same Eidim would be Nemon with a Migim. To say, Anusim Oyinu Machmas Lifoshes, because it's not a Migim Mokemedim, but in view of the fact that it's Einel Chayzer Mumagidim, so Mimele, it's a Migim Mokemedim. So he erases the veil. Alright. That's what Rabbi Kriga says. Now, then, but it's possible to answer. In other words, we saw that in Gemara Lo Basre, when Tesis says the Kashif, why do we say in the sugya of Machlekes Rav Elazar and Rav Chisda and Rabunes whether Shnei Kitim Hamatfishe Zu Ezu so Zubo of Neatzmo Zubo of Neatzmo of Neimigo Rav Rabunes says and Rav Chisda said by the Sari Shakal Omali but the halacha is that it's Treyu Treyu Tzisofik. We don't accept the testimony of one kaf as against the testimony of the other. They're both Shoveis. So this is the kashe. Let us accept the testimony of the second cat, because the second cat obviously is not motivated by any falsity. Because if they had been motivated by falsity, so they could have puzzled the first cat because they lose it. So this is there gives three tavutim. So the masho is mechik. The mashor is mechik. I mentioned last time. We don't have to be mechik leiv. In other words, because if we take notice of what Rambam says in Ksuves, that by eating there is no mige, so that could be the second teretz in Teitzes. So I'll read it the way it is mentioned in our text, without a correction by the Marshal. That's one text. Why? Because he says he doesn't say any other teretz. Why? Because the Marsho assumed that that Mige by the is effective. Not like the Ramban. But if we are going to say like the Ramban, so then we don't have to erase the veid. So that's like the shita of the Ramban. Anyway, so if we are not meichik the veid here, so maybe we do not have to be meichik the veid here in this stasis. In other words, Rabbi Kinedia is doing here something similar to what the Masho does in Mubasra, in the tasis that Ramadan. So then we can say that this teretz agrees with the shita of the Ramban, that Mige is not affecting Gabeides, because if Gabeides, so there is a sakos of anything that requires it, so there is a sakos of fees, al pishnai me yuyok ndobo, only in Valdobo is nemon with Mige, in certain situations. But someone who is not in Valdobo, if it is something that requires 8 days, like Momay, so it's our help, Schneider Yokum Dobo. Schneider means Bitteras Eidis per se, not Bitteras Ada Yechoches, Terz Yechoches. So this is what he says. So the Mele then would have to say that the reason is why in the Reishet of the Mishnah, so it's Nemoni. Is not because of the chokha of Mige per se, but because since without the agode, it's not mikuye, and it has to be mikuye through the agode. So and the agode in total is agode sheni shalkiyum. So the mele it remains ishtar sheni mikuye. So that would be in accordance with the shita of Ramban and Rashi. So then we don't have to erase the way the chizr magid made, because mitzad mige is not effective the way. So but in the reishe, so he said in the reishe, so they are nemon, not because of nemones, but because the hagod is hagod sheni shotiu, but in the same way. So it's ishtar mikuye. So we don't need a agode shalkiyo, because it is mikuye without the agode. It's ksavyoda mietze mokamachia. So the mele, it's in the money, even though they have a mige. But mige is not affected. Alright. The eight, that's the mistakes. All over. The bishneidim we are mino mige. Uvereishe the money, mishum diboye shaske. So on the contrary, so what? Here Tesis spells it out, that the reason is why in the Reishe it is the money, so it's because of the Mige di Boi Shost. And Mige we do say Gabeidi, but Mige di Boi Toim we don't say. Why Mige di Boi Toim? Because there is no Yechocha of Mige di Boi Toim. Since it requires the cooperation of the two Eidim, so maybe they will not think on the same thing. So that's why Mige de boy toin, we don't say. Mashiach in the reishe. So we say mige de boy shas. Anyway, the third teres of Tisvehis explicitly spells it out. That the reason is why in the reishe it's the morning is because of mige de boy shas. Whatever is the pshat in the previous Tisvehis, whether it means mige de boy shas, but it's not in mige mokemedi. It's not a ben shotium, but in this case, the third teretz definitely spells it out. The reishen emonim mishim diboy shaske. So in other words, the kmige is effective gabeit. Lo yishonu eloshom ranu simoye inu machas momen to mehemne mishu imashve nafshaye rishoyim. So when Tesis explains, Lo yishon lo yishon wanu simoyinu machmas momen, that the hava min avon vachon, that is reference to the seif. The seif says that im yesh eidim shu chsav yodom, the im yesh eidim shu chsav yodom yishon chsav yodom yitzim mokem achir. So he's in the morning, so even though the shtar is shtar mikuyem without the agode of the chesmim, So, in view of the fact that the shtar is shtar mikuyim without the agode of the chesmim, so the meyre it's in the morning, so it's only if the chesmim say, anu simoyinu machmas momen. Machmas momen. So, in the hemne, mishuni nafshe, rishni nafshaye rishoye. Now, so of course, that according to Tetzve Shite, so, in the Mitzvah Rosh certainly implies a Dibur, Alim Demes, that a Dibur by one declares himself a Rosh Hashem. So it's certainly the Pshat here and Hava Min Avrahame. But we saw that in the Kodesh the Rabban, who says Alim Demes, in the Mitzvah Rosh only implies that it's a repugnant Agode, not that the Dibur whereby he declares himself as a Rosh Hashekah, but in the Hava Min of Rav HaChomer was like that. So here it's not necessary even to discuss it. So certainly when Tinsa says is explaining the Hava Min of Rav HaChomer, so it certainly means because in Dibur whereby you declare yourself as a Rosh Hashekah וקטנים כי דרבשים הם בלוקיש ופסו אידס וקטנים. So the Ramban is the Kashi, so what is the time of Rehobe Bachomes Havamile. So the Ramban himself says that in respect to Anu Simoyinu Machmas Momen, the time of Rav Chomer Bachomes Hava Mine was because the Hava Mine of Rav Chomer also held that in Dibur whereby you declare yourself as a Roshe Yishekeh. So the Mele, in the same field of the Mishneh where the Shtar is already Shtar Mikuye, Ksav Yodom Yitzimok Machet. So if they say Anus, even though Rome Bachome held Alamine, that we say Chizor Magi, and that's the reason as to why in the case where he says in the case of the same thing, Anusimoyinu Machmas Mifoshes. So the Anemon, because he can be Chizor Magi, but Anusimoyinu Machmas Mom is not Anemon, why not? Because he is a Dibur whereby he declares himself as a Roshe. So the Mele, he checked. So then the question arises, why is there a difference between Anu Simoyinu Machmas Nifoshes? Why is there a difference between Anu Simoyinu Machmas Nifoshes and Ktani Boyinu Pshveidi Seyinu Chome Machom in Ahava Mine said that in the case where the Ksav Yodam Yitzim Okamachem and they say Anu Simoyinu Machmas Nefoshes, the Anem. But Anu Oktan Moyinu Pzuleyes Yinu, so the Mishnah says, Eilu Nemon. So the Ramban's question is, what's the difference? So the Ramban's Teretz is, the way we explained it last time, that by Anu Simoyinu, in view of the fact the Tomei Bachomes Havamine was that if people were by you, make yourself, you declare yourself as a Roshel, as not a nice person in Shekia, so Meile, even in the case of Ktanim Olinu, so it still means that now they're not Ktanim, but they say, we did it while we were Ktanim, that means they tell about themselves, that they didn't act nicely. Alright, they were Ktanim, but they weren't Ktanim of Ktanim Meyene, they were Ktanim 12 years old. So it's also a stigma to them. I mean, that they acted that way. They signed the shtar while they were Ktanim. Oh, so the melee, so it comes within the halacha of Yudam Nismat Meroshe. It doesn't mean after Roshe. It means a person is not nemon to say something against himself, that he didn't act like a nice person. So melee, when they say Ktanim Olinu, Psuleyezinu, they also say, we acted like indecent people, even though they were Ktanim, but still they already had us, they should have understood better, they shouldn't, even though they didn't have the Shem Roshe by doing an Avere, but you're not allowed to be Sape, it couldn't be a dime. That means that when a cotton does a Mais Avere, it's also a Mais Avere, but it doesn't require a Shem Roshe, but a Mais Avere it is. So the Mele, they were not them. That's what Ramban says. But Teisves doesn't explain it that way. So even though Teisves Shite is that if Malim the Emes, we say, a Dibo whereby you declare yourself as a Roshe in Shekia. So one could say, if the Ramban, who Alim the Emes, holds that a Dibo, there is no Aloha that a Dibo whereby you declare yourself as a Roshe in Shekia. Still in the Havamina from the Bachome. So the Ramban says, that from Achomes Havamina was, that if people were by you declared yourself as an indecent person, or as a person who acted indecently, not rightfully, so falsely, so we may leave Shekia, so certainly Teisves, who Ali B'Demes holds, that there is aloche of a, you know, the Misas Meroshe, if people were by you declared yourself as a Roshe in Shekia. So he certainly could agree with this Ramban, but we see not. Teisves holds, even though according to Teisves, so Alim the Maskone of Bachomet too, there is a loche, a dibu whereby you declare yourself as a Roshe in Shekia, only if you declare yourself as a Roshe, not if you say something that you didn't act nicely. That a person is psychologically inhibited in telling about himself something from which it appears that he was a Roshe. But a person is not psychologically inhibited, according to Teisves, even according to the Havamine of Ram Bachome, to say that he acted improper. That not. So then the question arises, so Menefshech, what difference does it make, according to Ram Bachome's Havamine, between Anusim Olinu Machmas Nefoshes, so the Anemon, because it can be a Chizer Magi, so and so even though according to the Havamin of Ram Bachome and then can be Chizor Magi, he's not able to say Ktanim Olinu Psuleis, you know. So Teisves explains it on the basis of what the Gemara says in connection with Ramea. So Uktanim Kedoshim Melokish, the Gemara says it according to Ramea. Domarish Lokish Chazokim Lachis Melash Daon Kinasa Begod. So he says it according to the Havamine of Ram Bachome. But we see from this Teisves that Teisves does not agree with the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so the Havamin of Ram Bachome was that not only Dibo whereby a person declares himself as a Roshe Mamish Isheka, but a Dibo whereby a person says about himself that he didn't act right, he's also Shekha. That's the Ramban Shekha, but not the Korinth. Again, that is reference to the Havamine of Ram Bachome. that when the Mishnah says Tzarela Mitzimon Ma'achir Eilin Amonim, that's only the case of Mitzimon Ma'achas Momen. But if they say Ma'achir Eilin Ma'achas Nefoshes Eilin Amonim, why? Because they can be Chizei Rumat V'im Teima V'chiyom Ruktan Moyim Anusim Moyim Oy Anusim Ma'achas Momen Oyinu Lehem Nebinige The Amre Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nifoshes. So, if they say that Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein, they should also be Nemo. Because, since Chomer Vachomer says that if Mips Av Yodom Yitzim Oke Machem, but if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nifoshes, they are Nemo. Why they can be Chizeru Magi? So Mimele, when they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein, they should also be Nemon. Bimige de Amre Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nefoshes. Bog Reishet Ike Mige. Because in the Reishet where it says Sabel Mitzim Mokemacheya, so the Ike Mige Nemon in Reima Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein. According to the Rahava Min of Rambachome, of course, according to Maskona of Rambachome, so in the Bereishe itself an afternoon, but here he's discussing the Rahava Min of Rambachome. So according to the Rahava Min of Rambachome, so if he thinks I will need to make my hair, if he thinks I will need to make my hair, so then they are never to say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Mom, Anusim Machmas Mom. Vieshu. So in Meile, the question is even the same thing. So they should be nemon to say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein because they had a mikveh to say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nefoshes. Machmas Nefoshes. So in other words, so Tesis in the Kashe is assuming that the reason is why, according to the Havamin of Romim Bachomen, so in the Reish, so they are nemon to say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein. And I listen to them, even though it's with Mafshin Afshar Ashayi, because according to the Havamin of Chome Bachome, even though there is a Chochet, there is an internet, a person is psychologically inhibited in divulging his wicked self to others. So, if they say that they were wicked, they acted wickedly. So, viciously, sinfully. So then we say it's a sheker, but that's only when there is no mige. But if there is a chocha of mige, so the chocha of mige can be mivareh that this person did not act out the regular psychological inhibitions. So sometimes a person does not act according to the psychological inhibitions. So that's the ayah from the Reish of the Mishnah, according to the Hava Min Avraham Vachomer. V'yesh leimar, deinis machmas nifoshes lishriyach. Deinis machmas nifoshes lishriyach. So mele, we cannot say nige. So yonachnam, Teisa says, all that is according to the Hava Min Avraham Vachomer. I'll leave it there, so you don't say that through Mige a person should be Nemon to declare himself as a Roshe, because there is such a strong wind in it that any of the Mesmats in Roshe that the person doesn't like to divulge his wicked self, his Roshe within him, so that even with the Mige, so this wind in it is stronger than Mige. As for example, as the Gemara says in Rovastra, that Mige is not effective, neged the Chazokim the Pari Abzirmani. Certain Chazokis, Nisa says, in Mige is effective. So not all Chazokis, not all Umdenis are the same. So the Mele, according to the Hava Mina of Chome Bachome, so the Umdene of any of the Mesas Moshe, that the person, it does not like to divulge about himself that he was a Roshe or he acted like a Roshe, is not so strong that a Mige should not be able to report it. Masha'im came according to Maskona from Bachome. So the Umdene of Enel Mizas Roshe is so strong that it's stronger than that it prevails over the Chochavmi. Chochavmi. But he says, but in the Havamin of Gemara, that Migya was effective to be Michiach, that what he says is true, even though he declares himself as a Roshe, but in the case where the Migya consisted of saying, Anusim Elinu Machas Roshe, that's not a Migya, because a person, it's not a Chibutayne. Because he knows, they even themselves know, this is something that happens very seldom, that the person, that the mouth at the point of the gun, should force aiding to sign a shtar. So in a person is indisposed, is reluctant to present this time. So really it's not anything. Why? Because in Echot Yedeya, Masherif Chavir, so again, this is basic. Alright, now. Veino the Meisim Atzmi Roshi. Vim Teima, Vokosov Arove, Di Pautim on Dibore, Vifer Kami Nisabeh Eder, and Gavu Kvein Riban Yitzel Mi, Ukvein Nibo Ali Ishti, Im Kinor Chanem Ne, Tamusim Oyu, Avu Now, in that Gemara of Plain Riban Yitzeni, who the Acher and start from the whole game, so there are two pshat in the Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that the pshat in Plain Riban Yitzeni, so Pautino Nibure, in other words, because the Hadore of Plain Riban Yitzeni, when Shimon says, it comes to, when Levi comes to Bezi, Levi comes to Bezi, and he says, that Ruvain was Reveya, me Levi, we are saying me, and then Shimon joins him, that Ruvain was Reveya, Ruvain is Reveya, so who are Acham is now from the whole game, because we say, we break up the Hadot by Levi into two components. One component is that Ruvain was a Reveya, the second component is Ani Levi, who are the other? Ani are the other. So Mele, the component Ruvain Haku, Reveya, Ruvain Roba, we accept the component, Anil Anilva, we reject. Another pshat is that even though he said, Ruvain Roba, Oisi, Levi, Lirtemi, but Bezdin breaks it up and says, Ruvain Roba, we accept, but Lirtemi, we don't accept. The Lirtzeni, we do not accept. So the Mele, if the Lirtzeni we do not accept, so what do we have to say? We have to say, Ruvain Roba Eisei Reis. So I mean that pshat is a safe pshat, because then it means that Bezdin modifies. It's not only that Bezdin accepts one thing and rejects the other, the thing that it accepts, it modifies. Because he said, if we say that the Pautim Bure consists of breaking up the Hagot of Plain Revan Yotzeini into its two components, Plain Yehova and Anu Aniyova, and we accept Plain Yehova, we reject Anu Aniyova, then Bezdin doesn't modify the Hagot of Lein. But if we say that the Pautim Bure consists in saying that Pleini Roba, but Pleini Roba Levi, but not Pleini Roba Levi Mirzene, Pleini Roba Levi Mirzene. He says Mirzene, and Bezdin says Mirzene. So Bezdin changes that way. It's a big chiddush. But there are the Rishonim who explain it that way. In other words, obviously, Tesis in the Kasha of that. And it's not only in the Kasha, we see that even the Teretz, Tesis agrees with the cheating. So Tesis in the Kasha certainly assumed that the Pshat of Our plain Rabban Ratzini Pardun Dibura is that we break up the Akode, we split the Akode by saying plain Rabban Ratzini say, not plain Rabban, but the nearby was somebody else, not plain, but plain Rabban Ratzini. So the melee, so over there too, we change the Akode, and still we say Pardun Dibura. So here, he take it and say, Anu Simoyinu Machmas Momei. Oh, because it didn't work by you declaring yourself as a Rosh Hashanah. So, it's in the morning. Why is it in the morning? Because they declare themselves, the people, by these people, they make themselves into Mishoyim. But let best say, Anusimoyinu, not Machmas Momen, but Machmas Nefoshes. So you say, well, so best in effect is changing the Agode. They say Anusimoyinu Machmas Momen, and then best accepts the Agode as if they said Machmas Nefoshes. So best is modifying the Agode of the Eidim. What drivers have best in head to modify? Then the answer is, and how about training by the saying? There too, we say Paulim and the Bure, that Besn accepts the Agode as if they said, plain Rivanu Eitzi. So again, they are changing the Agode. Obviously, Besn has that chaos, has that right to modify the Agode through Paulim and the Bure. So here too, they should be able to modify the Agode. Now, I just want, before we proceed with these cases, I just want to point out why there are so many Rishayim. It's not the Shikas Yochid. If you go over the Sukhi in Sanhedrin, you'll see there are a number of Rishayim who explain it that way, playing the Rabbanu Yotzeini, so Pagim Dibure on the basis of best in saying, playing the Popeye say ways. Why should you explain it that way when you can explain it very logical, very simple? Then the Pagim Dibure consists in saying, since they are saying two things, number one, playing is a Riveya. Number two, Levi is the nearby, so Besn accepts this component, claiming the Truvin is Reveya, rejects the other component, the other item, that Levi is the nearby. So in Meireh, if Besn accepts one item and rejects the other item, so then the conclusion must be, who is the nearby, not Levi? Who? Somebody else. It can be one of the billion people. But not playing. So why don't all the Rishayim explain it that way? I mean, that's much simpler. So then the Aloche of Pardun Dibura does not involve such a big chiddush, such a striking chiddush, that Besn through Pardun Dibura can change the Agode. That's a tremendous chiddush, all right? And Gemara says so Aloche, we have to be mikabel, but that's not something that one would say it is chasvore, that Pardun Dibura to such an extent that Besn next is mikabel deides in a modified manner, when they can explain the Gemara very simply without changing that one. The answer is the reason as to why so many Rishayim explain the Pardun Dibura of plain Rivanu Yotzei on the basis of Besn assuming that the Pleini was Reveya, Levi, David is Levi, so Reveya, and not on the basis of Pardun Dibura in the sense Pleini Rova, but the Nirova is not Levi, somebody else, because all these Rishayim hold that Pardun Dibura can only be applied to two separate people, not to one thing. Not to one thing. Now, not to one thing. So, some melee, if they say, and according to them, two dibur in one dibur is not to be considered from the point of view of logic, but from the point of view of the number of dibur. Of the number of dibur, not from the point of view of logic. You see, countenance. Lefruk, I mean, I would say that whether it's one dibur or two dibur is not to be considered from the point of view whether the it's couched in separate words or in one word. No, that is not important. That's how I would say. But we see that the Sheinim, the Ari Sheinim, we say the counter. There is the Chumis HaRajbo, and the Rajbo says now the same Halacha for being the Bure. That Rabbi mentions the connection of Pliny the Wanderer Tzeni, so Rabbi also mentions in Sanhedrin the connection of Pliny Bo Alish. Pliny Bo Alish. So the Rajba says, very strange thing, the Rajba says, when does Rabbi say Pliny Bo Alish? So Rubi Achem Star Pino Har Goy, Abolim Ergo, if he says, Plainly bo alishti, but if he comes to best, then he says, ishti zin so in plainly, so then we don't see properly. That's what the Rajba says. The Rajba says, in other words, if let's say, Shimon comes to best and he says, Ruben, plainly, Ruben, bo alishti. So then we say Palgim Dibur. Then we say Palgim Dibur, in other words, that Pliny Ruvein is Baal Ishishish, but not Ishishim and another Ishishish. Who? There are millions. But suppose he comes to Bezin and he says, Ishti, Shimon comes to Bezin and says, Ishti Zinso im Ruvein, then we don't say Palgim Dibur. What's the difference? I mean, logically, is the same content. I mean, whether you express it in the words of Pliny Ruben Bo Alishti or Ishti Zinso in Ruben, make a difference. It's the same statement, but it's a question of words. So we see that the Arishani who hold that when can we say Palgim Dibure only when you manage can accept one dibur, one physical dibur. Not dibur in the sense of the contents, of the items, of the components. But, 1 second, excuse me, please. But dibur in the sense of words. Dibur in the sense of words, please. I become confused, you know, in the middle, when I become confused. Please, you'll ask me later. So, but dibur in the sense of words. So in other words, so Mimele, the reason, so that's why the Rajba says, if he says, plain boalishti, so if Shimon says, Ruben boalishti, so then we split up the dibur. We say, play the bo, alum, alishish, we accept. And ishti, we reject. Since it's couched in different words. I'm not saying, I wouldn't say that, but the Rajba says it, so we have to understand it. The Rajba's mind was greater than our mind. I mean, I wouldn't say such a thing. But the Rajba says it. So in other words, in order to say, Palgilin de Bure, so we have to accept certain words and reject certain words, but to split the contents of the words, that you cannot do. Why? What's this for? What is it? You don't take a knife and split the words. So what difference does it make whether he says plainly bo alishti or he says ishti zim so in plain? I mean, what? It's not a question of taking a knife and splitting the words. The answer is. The halacha of Palgim Dibur implies that even though at the very outset, on its face, it's one akadeh, And if it's one agode, so then we should say, Eidi Shepotu Miksosa Potla Kula, if it's one agode. So it's, that's the Raivitz Kasha, so because of that, the Raivitz is Mechadish in Lalochet. We'll soon also mention it. But that's the Kasha that bothered everybody. How can we say Kogun Libur? Eidi Shepotu Miksosa Potla Kula. So the Raivitz says, Inachanami. If someone will come to Bezin, that's the Raivitz Chikin. If someone will come to Bezin, and he'll say, Shimon will come to Bezin, and will say, Reuben. Now, Reuben and Shimon are not brothers. But he'll say, Shimon will come to Bezin, and he'll say, Reuben bo al achisi. Hanisua. She's an ishishish. So then, and then there is somebody else. Levi also testifies that Reuben is bo al ishishish. So if Shimon will come to Bezin and say, Reuben bo al achisi anisua l'ish. So we will not say who be achil and it's starving the whole goy of the whole. Why is that different? Can play Boalishki, so who be achil and it's starving the whole goy of the whole. Because they say Kogin the boy. So we should also say Kogin the boy if he says, Shimon comes to Bezin and says, who be in Boal achilisi hansuo, l'ish. So we should say, he's saying two things. First of all, he says, Rube Boal Ishishish. Secondly, he says, the Ishishish is my sister. So, my sister is a Kore. But as far as Ruben is concerned, he's no Kore. Why shouldn't we say Kogin the boy? So the Ravid says, now, the Rosh Makis mentions that Ravid Chiti. I mean, all the other Rishayim mention the Ravid Chiti. But the Rosh Makis is one of the Rishayim who mentions the Ramban. Mentions, but the Rosh Makis mentions Ravid. Why? Because how can, if he says, if Shimon says in Bezin, Reuben bo al achisi anisua l'ish, how can we say Paulina de Bure, Reuben bo al ishishish, but not with his sister, but with another ishishish, not his sister the ishishish. So, since he says that he was born my sister the ishishish, so Mele, and that his bottle, he's a Kore, so he should not move to us. So Yochanan. So Yochanan, if Shimon says, Reuben bo al achisi anisua l'ish, so we say, Eidi Shabbat on Mitzoso. Eidi Shabbat on Mitzoso, but Lakula. Eidi Shabbat on Mitzoso, but Lakula. So, but, in the case of plainly Rebani Yotzeni, we cannot apply. Who ba'achan is out of here again? So in other words, we split out of it, and we say, the plainly was Riveya Yisocha, but the nearby is not Levi, but somebody else, because there we cannot apply the Aloha of Yishma Mitzvah Smed L'Kulot, because when he talks against himself, it's not in Leides, he doesn't in Meresha Leides. When one testifies against the sister, against the Korev, so he tells the Shemides, but it's a Posa Leides, so he says Yishma Mitzvah Smed L'Kulot. Mashenkim, when a person testifies against himself, then it's not just a halachic eidus, it's a confession. It's a confession. It's not an eidus. It doesn't even have a shemit. It's not shayach to say any shabbat mitzvah about the kula. Eidus, it has a shemit, kosher eidus, posel eidus, but a shemit is testimony when you testify against somebody else. When you testify against yourself, it doesn't have a halachic eidus. It's not a testimony. It's a confession. It's a confession. So you may write. So the Mele, if he says, plainly, Vani Yotzeni, we can't apply. He says two things. He says, plainly, Roba, Anima, Niova. But we cannot. So he says, Paul, Gnodi, Bure. But what about the Ishmael Tosmato Kulo? Anima, Niova is not Eidis. It's not even impossible. Mashaykin, he says, plainly, Bola, Chinsi, Anisuo. So it is Eidis. And that is Bobo. So that's possible. So the Mele, Ishmael Tosmato Kulo. So you ask, how about plain Baal Ishti? So that the Ravid is the Chadosh that Shiti. This is a very basic, profound Shite of the Ravid. It's the Ravid in the Hakdome to the Baal HaNefesh. So the Ravid discusses Breishis, the Kriyas Odom, the Chavo, the two parashas in Breishis and in the Baal. So he points out this concept, this metaphysical concept of Ishtik Yigufin. It says, because the Torah says in Bereishis, Zohar and Kim Abraham, we got the old Balachayim. But there is one basic difference. We got the old Balachayim, it's just a biological phenomenon. Zohar and Kim Abraham. So it's mentioned even in the parasha of the Mabul Neach, Ish Yishte, we got the Balachayim. So in other words, you can have the concept of a husband and wife in Balachayim too, the Torah refers to them. Ish Yishte, we got the Behemoth. Ish Yishte. So we can have a concept of Ish V'Ishte, even in Balachayim, but with Gabi Odom, so it's not just a union, but there is identity of personality. So Ish Gufe vowed Ishte. So that's why there is a whole parasha in Bereishis dealing after the Torah discussed Bria Sodom Echavo, so then there is a whole parasha again. Why again? Because there is a special meaning in the creation of Chava that is distinguished from the creation of the Kevo in all other Balachayim. No other Chayim, can call it whatever you want, but no identity of personality. But by Odom, there is identity of personality al-Pedin. A husband and wife are considered one person. So this is what the Rambam discusses in the argument of Bala Nefesh, in a metaphysical level. He doesn't discuss halachas, but here the Rambam says it. So, if someone will say, plainly, Borach, Isian, Suo, so we do not say Baldurin Tibure, because it is just for the Kula. But plainly, one would say, is the Baldoro. Plainly, Baalishti again, it's not the Suo, correct? A husband cannot testify against wife, not in the same way as a brother cannot testify against the sister, in the same way as a father cannot testify against the son. Against the son. There it's a true of Korah, but it's the latest, it's a post-latest. Husband and wife, so it's identity of personality. He's the same person. So just when a person testifies against himself, it's not the latest, it's a confession. When a husband testifies against his wife, it's a confession. It's a confession. So he doesn't tell Shemekes. So we cannot say, Eidin Shepot Bo Mikzoso Bot Bo Kul. Anyway, but I just pointed out that's the Rai Vichy. But the other Rishayim were Achim Kan Rai. And they apply the Aloche of Pongin Dipure even to a case of, not only the case of Pongin Dipure, or even the case of plainly bore Alachisian Surah. So then the question arises, in such a case, it's definitely in Surah of Korah, so we should apply the Aloche of English about Mitzvah about the Kula. So the answer is that we only say English about Mitzvah about the Kula in one Aedis, not in two separate Aedis. Now suppose two Aedis will come to Besbin and they'll say like this. We saw that on Sunday morning, so Reuven, in this place, so Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and in the same time, Levi borrowed $1,000 from you. And suppose the Levi will turn out to be craving to Levi or you, but not Reuven and Shimon. So you won't say, Edish for Tosabotokula, since the Edis that they testify, at the same time, best in respect to Levi and Yehudi. So, in respect to Levi and Yehudi, is bottle. So, Mele, the Eides that he testified in respect to Levi, is also bottle. No, we won't say it. It's two separate Eides, it's two separate Agodes. Just because they recite the same Agode, Tochke, in Hebrew, in Benson, it doesn't make them into one Eides, even though it's one, it was couched in one Maisa Agode, because talking in the book. But it's two separate Agodas. It's two separate Agodas. So, briefly, we apply the law of English for the Tosmoto Kolo if it's one Agodas. So, and a mixas of that Agodas is bottle. So the whole thing is bottle. But if it's two separate Agodas, two separate Agodas, then we don't say English for the Tosso, bottle Kolo. So, the main the reason is why we say Pauline and Bure in the Maratemic in Maalishti, and the question is, but Elishmat Mutasabatu Kolo, the answer is, the halochet of Pagun and Bulei rise, the true Pagun and Bulei become struggles. So when can it become, even though at the very outset it's one of this, plainly the one that's saying, but we say, let's say, according to Hashem, that we split the Agode by saying, there are two components, we break it up into its two components, plainly Rova and Iwa Nirva, we accept plainly Rova, we don't accept Iwa Nirva. So, but at the very outset, it's one Agode, it's one of this. But through Paul Gilbert Bule, it becomes broken up into two Agodes. So when can we say it becomes the sheet of the Raivet, the Pshat of the Raivet in the Chumet, of the Hashbo in the Chumet? What difference does it make whether he says, Plaini Baal Ishti, or he says, Ishti, seems so in Plaini? Make a difference. Whether he formulates it this way or that way, the answer is, we shouldn't say Plaini Baal Ishti, because of the business why we could say, because Plaini Baal Ishti becomes split, broken up into two agodes. So even though at the very outset it's one agode, so Bezdin can break it up into two agodes. So when can Bezdin break up something that is one agode in itself at the very outset into two agodes? Only if the two agodes, the final two agodes, are couched in separate words. But if they are couched in the same word, so then Bezdin cannot break it up into two agodas if it's the same word. So if he says plaini baal ishti, so then we break it up into agodas. One plaini baal, the other one ishti. Zin soina plaini. So then we can break it up into agodas. Mashenke, if he says ishti zin so in plainly, so then we break it up, so it will not be couched in separate words. So maybe we cannot break it up into brothers. Anyway, so the reason is why some Rishayim, I raise the question, how is it that there are some Rishayim who explain the Pagim and the Bulei of plainly, of Alatini, not on the basis of plainly Hoba, and Aniyu Aniyoba, so we accept Plaini Rova, we reject Aniyu Aniyoba. But on the basis of Palgim and Dibure, even though he says Plaini Rova Letemi, so we break it up and we change, we modify a little bit, Dagode, and we say Plaini Rova, but not Letemi, but Lazy. But why shouldn't we explain it on the basis of Plaini Rova, but he is not a Niyoba, somebody else is a Niyoba? That it would be more reasonable? The answer is, if we split Agode in the sense of plaini rova, leisei, not leisei, so then the Agode that we accept, is plaini rivani. So the two words, the Agode that is couched in the two words, plaini rivani, we admit in evidence. Best by best. Plaini Rivani, we admit the Agode that is couched, that is embodied in the two words, plaini Rivani, we admit, we are recovered. But the other part of the Agode that is couched, embodied in the word, we'll say we reject. So that we can do. Mashaikin, if we say, even though from a logical point of view, it would be more analytical than saying plaini rova is a right, not what saying but what saying. But then we will not be able to accept two words, a agode that is couched in two words, and not the agode that's couched in the third word. But we'll have to say plaini rova, not him, but somebody else. But he said plaini rabbani. So in other words, we are not accepting the agode that is embodied in the two words of plaini rabbani, because we say plaini rabbani, not rabbani. He says plaini rabbani. So the question is, so that's why some Rishonim say we cannot take up the agode that way and say plaini rabbani, avloya yisei, because monefshech, what do we accept? we have to accept certain words. We have to accept certain words. Of course, you don't accept the words, but you accept in evidence the contents, that the ideas expressed in the words. But we can only accept in evidence ideas expressed in certain words. So if you say so what words are you mikabel? Just plain by itself doesn't mean anything. What are you mikabel? Plain Ravami, so it's not acher. So what do you say? Plaini Rova Amin and then and acher. So you don't accept all the words. So that's why they say that we have to say Pauline the Bure in the sense plaini Rovami. So we accept the Agode that is embodied in the word of Plaini Rovami. Rovami. But we reject. So then Ritzaini said, but we recover the words Plain Ravani. Ritzaini, so we reject. So it is considered as if a person he'll come to Besni and they'll say, Plain Ravani, and then he'll faint. He will not finish. He will not finish. So once we have our body, Plain Ravani, so then the Besni can explain that. Ravani means that. So anyway, the reason is why Tesis is the Kashi. Of course, one of the Terutzim on this Kashi is that in the case where say Anusim Olinu Machmas Momen is in the morning and we do not see Pauline in the world, that's what many Rishayim give it Eretz. Many Rishayim, Ramban, the whole. I mean, and I think that's one of the Terutzim cases. We're not going over the Terutzim cases. But that's one of the Terutzim cases. But many Rishayim say it explicitly. Here we cannot say Pauline in the world because Besni is not at liberty to modify the Agoda. Besni is only at liberty to accept one item and reject the other item. But to modify the Agoda, not. So in the case of Plain Ravani, so we break it up into its logical components. Not we break up the words. We don't break up the words. But we break up into its contents, into its content components. In other words, because logically, if he says Plaini Ravani Ratzeini, he's saying two things. Plaini Rova Zocher. And Ani Hua Niova. Ani Hua Niova. So in Mele, we don't modify the Agode, we don't change the Agode. We accept one component, we reject another component. Mashenkin here, we say Anusim Yinu Mahas Momei. So there's no such thing. Anusim Yinu. Anusim Yinu. Why? So, what do you mean Anusim Yinu? So, because Anusi Moyinu by itself is an incomplete thing. Over there, Plaini Rova is not an incomplete thing because it makes no difference who the nearby is. Plaini Rova is enough of an anus. But Anusi Moyinu by itself is an incomplete statement. What do you mean Anusi Moyinu? How? In what way was it pressured? Pressured at the point of a gun? Or pressured at the point of a $10,000 check? So, that's. So Mela Anusim Ayinu has no meaning Anusim Ayinu. So Anusim has to be either Machmas Momei or Machmas Nefoshes or Machmas Nefoshes. So Mela, if they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Momei, then we will say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes. We are substituting a different Agode. Best we cannot replace their Agode with a new Agode. So that's why you can see Pagule. But in the case of Plaini Ravani Ratzeini, we break it up into its logical components. Plaini Rova, Anila Anila. We accept Plaini Rova, we reject Anila Anila. So the reason as to why Tesis is the Kashi, because Tesis agree with the Rishayim that the Paldimon Dibure in Plaini Ravani Ratzeini is not Plaini Rova, Avo Acher Hu Anila. But the Paldin of the Bura is Plaini Rova Lirense. Plaini Ravani Ravani Lirense. Not Lirzeine. Not Lirzeine. So there are two changes. So we see that there is such a thing in the Paldin of the Bura. So the Kashi. So, I'm Yisrael Yinu Machas Momin, we should say the same.